Hey, can I read a tweet?
Go ahead.
Tore my ACL, finished my degree from Duke, rehabbed my knee in 5 months, and now pitching in game two of the ALDS. Crazy excited.
That's from Marcus Stroman, obviously.
Indeed.
I don't know anybody else who tours ACL.
And do you know anybody else who's starting in game two on Friday?
Well, I thought it would be Dickey, but what do I know,
Who would know the answer to that?
The manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, John Gibbons, is with us. Are you prepared to make an announcement or anything official, Mr. Gibbons?
About what?
About the starting rotation for the postseason.
Well, I think you just hit on the head, didn't you, Price and Stroman?
Yeah, well, that's what Stroh says anyway. So,
well, and how many guys do you know that graduated from Duke, by the way?
None.
Yeah, I want to know how close Bob ever got to going to campus at Duke. That's a better question.
I don't like to hang out with smart people.
Well, then you got the right guy on the line.
Yeah, I'm surrounded by people that I like a lot. Yeah. How are you, by the way? Congratulations. We haven't had a chance to talk.
Yeah, Bob, hey, thank you very much. Yeah, it's been a while since I've been on here, but I'm glad you got me.
Well, we're glad to have you. The decision to start Stroh over Dickey at home, I get it, but I thought about it, as everybody did, and I probably would have gone with RA at home. Tell me what the thought process was.
Well, I think we're gonna run with our two top guys. You know, we'll go Price that first one. Hopefully win that first game, and you got your hottest, another hot guy going that second game, and hopefully come out with a 2-0 lead. Or say you struggle in that first game, you know, Stroh might be able to save you right there. So really it came down to going with our two hottest guys, really. And then, especially in a three-game, you know, when you got to win three games, it just made sense to me anyway. Maybe not you, but to me.
Well, here's my point was this. If you look at RA's record at home and on the road, indoors versus outdoors, I'd rather have RA throwing that funny ball at the Rogers Center. That was my whole position on it.
No, makes sense. You know, I'm not so sure the part about indoors, outdoors, you know, matters that much. You know, I mean, I've seen him good both places with the dome closed here when he's outdoors. Now, weather-wise, I mean, that's a factor. I think they really, the only thing that bothers him throwing the knuckleball is if there's moisture in the air, you know, if you get a little light rain or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that's where, of course, you'd have the benefit of, you know, being, we have a roof here if we need it. So, but really, Bobby just came down to, you know, run our top two guys at him, you know, back-to-back and hopefully get a little lead there.
John, how do these guys, I mean, let's face it, professional athletes have egos. How do you tell R.A. Dickey that he's not starting at home and in game two, and how do you manage those egos? Because, by God, you got a lot of them.
Well, I mean, yeah, generally at the top of any sport, yeah, that's a part of what drives these guys. But you know what, I've been saying all year, there's something different about this group. And you know, we have some of the best players in baseball, and yet you know, they get it. It's team first. And you know, R.A., you know, we told him. I mean, he wasn't surprised by that at all, and he totally understood. And he sees what Stroh is doing as well, you know. And he's basically on board. Hey, every game you need me, let's do it. I'll go out there and give you my best. But, you know, this team as a whole, basically they're all unselfish. Yet they have a lot of pride, and they all have big egos like everybody else in the sport. But there's something different about this group. I've been saying that all year.
With John Gibbons, the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays. So Stroh goes second, Dickey goes third, and who goes fourth? Or do you make that decision? Do you bring Price back for sure if you need him? Or do you decide that when you get to the game four?
We'd have to wait and see where we're sitting right at the moment. You didn't even mention Estrada.
Well, I'm getting to him. Gibbons, patience. I'll get there.
Want to make sure you didn't forget his name, Bob.
Well, no, but I mean, you know, look at, and since you brought it up, my next question: several people, some of whom I respect, suggest that you make the argument that Estrada should be 1 or 1A. That his season has been good enough, probably not to be number one over Price, but you can make the case that maybe he shouldn't be the number four guy in the rotation. How do you How do you calculate this kind of stuff? I mean, you and Alex and a bunch of guys sit around and kind of try and analyze it?
In the war room, but nobody said he was going to be number four either. He could be three, you know? You know, Bob, there's an argument there for that.
Sure, I mean, there is.
He's had that kind of year.
Yeah, he has.
I guess what we feel real good about is, you know, when we hit the road, you know, our three or four, whoever that is, whatever order, you know, we feel good about them. They're all in a nice little roll right now. So we're comfortable. Whoever we throw out there, we think we're in a pretty good position, regardless where we stand at the time. So. Yeah, that's one of the benefits, you know, and normally teams, you know, they get to the postseason, you're not going to get there with one or, you know, one and a half good starters. You need more than that, and that's what we have.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to declare your roster for this series, I believe, 10 o'clock Thursday morning, 10 o'clock day of game? Is that right?
Yes.
So, I mean, I'm not sure you're going to tell us. What's your toughest decision?
Well, you know, it really hasn't been that tough. We met as a – you know, the coaching staff and Alex and his guys the other day in Tampa. It really came down to, you know, that extra bullpen guy, who that might be, and, you know, maybe who that last position player was going to be. Really not many decisions we had to make. And it really was just a formality, and I think everybody's on the same page. And, you know, we haven't announced anything yet, but, you know, we pretty much know what we're going to do. And, you know, I just got to talk to Alex and see when he wants to announce that. I think
now is as good a time as
any,
Gibby.
Why not? Sure.
The protocol.
Yeah, well, I'll call Gibby. I'll call Alex for you. Don't worry about him. He won't bother you. I'm assuming, most people are assuming that Burley is not on the 25-man roster. Did you think about what he might be able to do for you in the bullpen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the problem with that, you know, he's never thrown out of the bullpen other than his rookie season.
I understand.
And I'm not so sure he's comfortable with doing that either. Not because, you know, a pride thing, but, you know, it's been so long, he's been a starter. You know, he, as far as getting him ready in the game, blah, 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 all that stuff, getting him prepared and on the spur of the moment, calling to the bullpen, hey, get this guy ready for a second hitter, you know, that kind of thing. It would be tough. And, you know, he struggled the last month. You know, he's gutted out, and he had a tremendous season for us. But he's pretty beat up right now, too, so he understands that totally. But now, you know, if we're fortunate enough to move on to that second round or even hopefully the World Series, and, you know, something happens or we feel like he can help us, he can always come back with that, too.
Loop did not have a good season, but I believe you're going to name him to the roster. You can confirm or deny because you want that extra left-hander. True or false?
Yeah, well, Bob, I think we need it. You know, it's been an up-and-down season for him. You know, in the last couple of years, he's really been one of the key go-to guys. And he hasn't pitched a whole lot lately. But he still has the ability to get some lefties out, you know, maybe in a key hitter or two in that sixth inning. And you look at Texas' lineup, you know, their real strength is their left-handed hitters. Mm-hmm. You know, even you go, you know, the Yankees, who knows, if you end up meeting them somehow down the road, I mean, they're basically a left-handed hitting team. So, those guys can be very valuable because, you know, other than that, it's just Cecil, and, you know, you're not going to throw him three innings.
Well, no, I understand.
That's the only problem right there.
Outfielders, you're going to go with two extras, Pompey and...
Hey, you're working right into the team, aren't you?
Well... If you won't tell me, I got to ask a different way. If I have to be sneaky, Gibby, I can be sneaky.
Because you know what? That dumb text will reveal everything, won't he? I think we highlighted a few times this year, you know, just what Pompey can do for us coming off the bench.
Yeah.
You know, base running. He's got the ability to steal a bag. He can score from first with anybody. And, you know, like most teams, but we got a few cloggers on this team too. Now we get down a run or tie game late, where that run's vital. We're gonna have to pinch run, and he could be very valuable with that.
Right? Did you think about going with three catchers? Because and I would have initially said no, but we had a conversation last Friday in a round table, and a case was made for Toley. And you know what? I get it. I just wonder whether you've decided that yet.
Well, no, we're not going to go with three, but, you know, I mean, there's always the possibility that, you know, say, you know, Russell's catching R.A. in that game and he gets hurt or something, you know. Then I think what you're going to see probably happen is Dickey comes out of the game, unfortunately. You know, Navarro will let him mess with it a little bit, but I don't know how good it would be, or we'd at least experiment with it. And that's, you know, that's one
it's
of the
danger. Yeah,
that's the risk and reward of a knuckleballer. You know that, you know, especially in when you get to the postseason and roster spots are limited. You still, I mean, we have some key guys that fit other roles, and it's really tough to carry that third catcher when that's really all he does is catch.
So we know you're playing Texas, but how close will you be watching the Houston Yankee game tonight?
Oh yeah, I'll definitely watch it. You know, we have a 6 o'clock workout tonight, and after that, I'll turn that on. Yeah, yeah. This this is second season of baseball, and you know who knows who we might meet if we get through this first one.
Well, what's the health of the ball club in general? Everybody, I know Edwin is going to have the finger problem probably for the rest of the year. We'll have to get it looked after in the off season. Anybody else with any bangs or bruises that concern you?
You know, Bob, I think we're pretty lucky right now. Everybody's in pretty good shape. Yeah, you know, Eddie's finger, that's, you know, I think he's really gotten over that a little bit in these few days off will definitely help that. And you know, this time of year, you got to suck it up anyway. So, but overall, yeah, we're actually in real good shape.
Hey, John, this has got nothing to do with looking forward, but looking back, and I don't mind saying it, I love what you did for Mark Burley on Sunday.
You're in the minority.
I know. Oh, no, I know. I know. And I just thought it was the right thing to do for a person at his point in his career, for a milestone that was important to a lot of people. And maybe you kind of indicated it was almost as important for his teammates as it was for him. And to me, that's all about team first, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. You know, yeah, and I talked to a couple of his teammates, you know, about doing it, and they said, you know, you got to do it. And, you know, the thing that, you know, really opened up the doors, you know, with that rain out in Baltimore on Tuesday night, you know, forced a doubleheader on Wednesday, you know, if Stroman would have pitched that Tuesday, he would have been in line. He would have at least thrown some innings on Sunday. You know, but he was coming back on short rest. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with Dickey, since they both threw that doubleheader. So we needed a guy to begin with. So it was a bullpen day. You know, I don't know if it was, you could say it made perfect sense, but to me it did. And to his teammates you know, maybe the baseball guys didn't like it. That's why that first inning went the way it did. But, you know, I thought he deserved a shot. And the fact that it was a bullpen day anyway, why not give it a chance?
I didn't mind. I thought, I agree with John. I thought, you know, putting Burley out there on Sunday, if he was able to go, and he says he was fine, didn't pitch like it, but he said he was fine, and I don't have an issue with it. My issue, a greater issue, would have been, and I quite frankly said so, Gibby, was, you know, and I understand the circumstances. I just thought maybe not enough attention was paid to the possibility of holding off Kansas City and getting that extra home game in the ALCS if it came down to it.
No, right. A fair question. You know what happened there? We were even talking about that Tuesday night, you know, with the rain out. We said, okay, you know, we got a doubleheader this night. We can win this thing after the first game. What are we going to do? And I just started looking back. You know, these last few weeks have been a grind. You know, in the previous home set, you know, we had a tough series against Boston, lost 2 out of 3, then the Yankees came to town. You know, another good, intense series. And, you know, we won that one. Then, of course, now we're on the way to Baltimore. We're getting close. These guys have been out there every day grinding. You know, they're feeling it. They're feeling the heat. They're banged up. And then we come back winning that first game against Baltimore, so now we're on the verge. And with the fact that we got a doubleheader, you know, you win the first one, there's going to be a big letdown. It's got to be. You know, it's human nature. These guys have, you know, been competed all year. They get to that point first time in 20 some years they're aware of that. You know, it's with the excitement, the celebration even after the first game. You know, it'd been hard to expect those guys to be locked in anyway. And to be honest with you, there might have been a group of them in there saying, you know, what the hell are we doing? You know, I mean, can I ever get a breather? That kind of thing, you know. And we had plenty of backup guys here that, you know, they go out there, maybe not the same offense, but give us a shot. And so really that's everything that factored in. And I knew the, you know, the magnitude of the situation, but I also got to, you know, a manager's got to do what's best for his guys and understand their mindset and what they've been through. And really the frame of mind probably was going to be for that second game anyway. You know, and then, of course, the next day was, you know, all the crap weather. And really, that would have been the day off anyway because they played before. And things like that. And, you know, Price wasn't going to pitch at them. Thank God it didn't come down to that rain day there in Baltimore. You know, Price might have been out there for one inning, he'd have been done, you know?
Yeah.
So, and that's the thing. And then we made the decision it would be best for, you know, Price. You know, he's thrown a lot of innings this year. In over the last few years, we're in the playoffs. Let's rest him up. He'll get enough side work where he's feeling good, you know, to start that first game. Let him back off because, you know, he's one of the league leaders in his pitch at this point, and hopefully he's making a few more starts for us before this is all said and done. So that's really everything it came down to. I know it wasn't considered necessarily a smart decision, but it came down to what I thought was best for our guys, and in the end, that's the most important thing to me.
If you're going
to
win the World Series, you don't have to worry about one game. You can win more games than that on the road. My goodness gracious. That's what championship teams do, John, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think so. I mean, that extra home game, you know, of course, that's ideal. You know, for us, the way we play at home, and everybody wants that, especially with the crowd we've got now. but there's always that but.
Indeed.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done it that way, but that's okay. That's why you're the manager, and I'm sitting here doing a stupid radio show.
But you open yourself up for a lot of criticism.
Well, I mean, you know, I think the
circumstances
played a role in this. As you said, you win in the first game of the doubleheader. You don't want to send the guys back out for the nightcap. Then, you know, the next day you're supposed to play 4 o'clock. They move it up to 12 o'clock. You know, all those drunks probably only had a couple of hours sleep after the party. And, you know, I get all that. I understand. The circumstances were such that it would have been a tough call. I just wanted to make sure that there was at least some attention to the fact that Kansas City was out there in an extra home game. You know, God forbid you go 7 games against Kansas City. Now, we're not there yet, but God forbid you go 7 against Kansas City and you have to play it in their yard and something stupid happens and, you know, they win it in the 9th inning. But
would you still have me on the show the next day?
Hell no. Are you kidding?
You may be the permanent co-host.
Well, enjoy this. You're working out at 6 o'clock today. What are you gonna have? What are the guys gonna do? Just normal BP, a little infield, and usual stuff.
Yeah, a little PFP stuff like that. You know, for the pitchers.
Yeah,
a few little bunts. Yeah, you just a little tune up. Get them move around a little bit. And then tomorrow we have our, you know, league mandatory 1 at 2 o'clock, and then we'll be ready to go.
Do you anticipate managing any differently now that it's a postseason?
Well, Bob, you know what? I've talked to some guys in baseball, been around a long time, and they say that, you know, the playoffs is different, but what hurts a lot of guys if they get too conservative and they start going away from what they normally do. Now, in saying that, you know, really every game is a must win, so you will do some things differently, maybe what you do with the pitching staff, you know, and how much, you know, rope you give those guys
right.
when they're in the game. But, you know, and it makes a lot of sense. Don't, if you get too conservative and you go away from, let's say, from the offensive end of it and things like that, and or who you play and this and that, you know, I think players would sense that too. You know, one thing about our group we have in here, we play an exciting brand of baseball. You know, they turn it loose. You know, they lay it out there every night. You know, so you don't want to restrict them in any way like that. Just go do your thing, guys, and if we're good enough, we'll be there.
Earlier today, Sportsnet aired the 4th game of the ALCS against Oakland, where Robbie hit the home run in the bottom of the 9th, or top of the 9th, rather, off Eckersley. And you know, many people think that was the game-winning home run. It wasn't. It tied the game up, and they won in extra innings. But the interesting part about that, Gibby, is Jack Morris started. He was horrible. And the Blue Jays were down 6-1 and wind up winning at 7-6 in extra innings. And that team had a lot of pop on it, as you know, but it doesn't have as much pop as this team. So,
right.
You know, getting down early may not be the kiss of death.
Right.
So.
Yeah, Bobby, you know, that's one thing we've proven. You know, of course, playoffs are different. We know that. But
we know.
It's proved many times this year that, you know, we can come back from some pretty good leads. It's not ideal, but, you know, that's what we do.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's comforting to know. That's for sure. And when that's what you can do. When you hit the long ball, that's what you can do. And go for it, boys.
Gibby, we'll keep our fingers crossed. We'll be there for you. We'll be watching. And hopefully the first of several series in this postseason. Thanks a lot for taking a few minutes for us today, pal.
Hey, my pleasure, guys.
See you soon.